Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Illusionoid.
Welcome, everybody, to the show. Thank you for braving the elements and coming tonight. Give yourselves a hand!
Yes!
So brave.
All right. You guys,
I'm sorry, everybody. No one told me the show was starting, yeah. And I had to go pee. And now I was upstairs and I heard people yelling. I was like, oh, shit.
Traditional. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, how many of you have heard the Illusionoid podcast before?
Anybody?
Excellent.
Nice.
How many of you have not? Thank you for being honest.
Right up front.
Thank you for your honesty.
I saw that. Thank
she
you.
Wouldn't applaud. She just waved her hands.
She waved her hands.
She might be deaf.
It was like the anti-applaud.
Yeah, it was like, oh, sorry.
Hands. Can't touch.
One of those.
Yep. Yep.
Well, Lee, what do we do?
Oh, my gosh. What do we do? How much time do you have? We do. I've never done that before.
I don't like that character.
I don't like that.
I do like that character.
I don't like that.
You know, I've never done that, right? Okay, I did it one time. I do it at home. I do it on my own time most of the time. We are a podcast that improvises and makes up science fiction stories, short-form science fiction, 20 to 25 minutes, complete stories with different characters. In fact, we're so lucky to have Christian and John with us tonight to play with us. But you'll see what we do. So we take a suggestion, and tonight I brought along a very famous anthology of science fiction to get a suggestion
Is
from.
Is there such thing?
What?
As a very famous science fiction anthology.
You all know it.
You know?
Oh, I love that. I have it.
I had this in my hand, and I was gesticulating wildly with it just a few moments ago. And a gentleman walked in, and where are you? Where are you with the soaking wet hat?
Oh, I don't see
you. You're right at the back there. Oh. And you looked at this book, and you said to me, what'd you say?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you even understand?
Nope. Is that English?
Nope.
Okay. That was awesome, though, because I was like,
I love
this
it.
Gives me some kind of geek cred that I didn't even know I had.
Yes.
And then I flipped open and I go, like, oh, a couple of these pages are stuck together with geek cred.
I picture you.
I know. It's the same joke I made to that gentleman over there.
I love
he just
it.
Looked at me and went.
I picture you walking down the street with that book and then like a real tough gang of sci-fi nerds in leather jackets, like all decked out like TARDIS on the back.
Yeah.
And they see you and go. Nice, you're okay.
Yeah.
You can pass.
Exactly.
They're not going to mug you.
They don't beat him up.
But we have Christian Bruhn from Orphan Black is here.
That.
Christian
Absolutely.
Bruhn.
Hey, everybody.
Now you know.
That's me.
Yeah.
Christian, you are on a hit science fiction television show that is filmed here.
Yeah, and takes place here.
In Toronto.
Amazing.
In Toronto.
I enjoy that. Christian and I just finished a run at the Fringe in an improvised musical called Songbuster.
Yeah.
Where we improvised a complete musical every night.
Every night.
We did 7 different shows and had 7 different musicals.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy asking for suggestions at those shows where you go, what's a fun summertime location? And the person in the audience goes, office party.
Yeah,
that's not a summertime location. I wanted to do because we do a sci-fi show here.
Yeah,
I wanted
my favorite.
The night that I wanted, to, I was like, "What is a strange or otherworldly place?" Now, if I say that to Katucci, a strange or otherworldly place, what do you come up with? Like, what honestly, what do you think of?
A strange
or otherworldly place, like something weird.
I would say like a hole to another dimension.
Perfect. See, that's exactly what I was looking for. Yeah. So I say to this lady in the front row. Yeah. Can I have a suggestion for a strange and otherworldly place? And she says, Royal Oak, Michigan.
Ooh. Really?
It's 100%.
Have you been?
It's right up there with when I worked on the cruise ships, and I said to a guy, can I get a genre for a kind of movie? And he said, Robin Williams.
Oh, God. These are the people who have it preloaded when they walk into the show. They go, I'm going to say Royal Oak, Michigan
tonight. And everyone here in Toronto will go, huh?
Yeah.
But it'll be worth it for me.
Yeah. That's it.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
So Christian, you're on a science fiction television show. You just came back from San Diego Comic Con.
Oh, yeah. Just got back on Sunday. Still recovering from it.
We're also blessed with the presence of a guy you know from television for eating food all over the place.
Yeah.
John Cattucci from You Better Eat Here.
Hi.
John C.
John. Hi. John and I were on an improv company in university. We've known each other 20 years.
20 fucking
years. It's
gross.
Can you believe that?
It's gross.
That's
and John, you've done musical comedy with the Doo-Wops.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
With a great sketch troupe called Performance Anxiety.
They were good. Yes. They were good.
And now you travel Canada and other parts of the world eating food.
Yeah, it's a good gig.
No shit, that's a great gig.
Good gig.
Yeah.
Do you get paid for that?
People pay me to eat.
That's
great.
Amazing. And you're in fantastic shape. We're just commenting
on
that.
Thank you. I do a lot of squats.
Guys, you do. Look at this.
We were saying earlier, his show is not man versus food.
No.
His show is not man versus food. He just has bites of things.
Sure.
Yeah.
But then you still got to go to the personal trainer.
Well, I'm on the road all the time. Mm-hmm. So every meal is on the road.
Yeah.
So I like my breakfast, my lunch, my dinner, my snacks, my in-between snacks. My second breakfasts. There's a lot of food.
Yeah.
So I'm also fucking lazy, so I need someone to kick my ass.
So he has a trainer to kick his ass.
As a special gift to everybody here tonight and our listeners, you mentioned John Cattucci's name at any restaurant that you go into. And it
and you will
see what happens.
Receive
what
a free happens. Awkward stare.
I'm not sure.
What happens. Yeah,
it could go really good for you guys. Yeah,
it could
or
go
really bad.
For you guys. Yeah.
So we improvise a story, since we're improvisers, and Christian and I just did a full run of it, scale of 1 to 10, what's your improv skill, do you think?
Yeah, like 3.5.
Yeah, okay, great.
Yeah.
John, scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, my God. I'm a shit improviser.
Yeah,
I apologize right now to everybody who's listening.
Oh.
It's so bad.
So we improvise a story, but let's get a title for our first episode.
And then that brings us back to this book, this geek cred book. And as you can see, it's called Ackermanthology. And for
great
those of you,
title rolls off the tongue.
It's really, that helped it fly off the shelves. What I love about this, though, is the four, one, two, three, four, five words that are underneath the title, Ackermanthology, are cosmic. And you go, yeah, it's sci-fi, right? Comic, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little funny. Sexy.
Oh, okay.
Surprising. And then the last word, really in small font, memorable. And you look at that.
It should have a question mark. Memorable?
I know. It's like, guys, stop at sexy, right? Or at least surprising. Don't go
open with sexy.
Open with sexy.
Right away. Rearrange these words, Ackermanthologists.
Yeah. I'm going to flip through this, and I'm going to ask you to say stop, and then I'm going to read the title of that story. Okay?
Wait, somebody who says stop?
One of these guys. Okay. One of
stop.
You. What?
No, not you.
Sorry.
No. One of them.
No, one of these guys. Okay.
Stop.
Okay, I heard stop. All right. Wow.
What's this title, Lee?
It's pretty wide open. It's not as open as with sexy, though, but it is The Impossible Invention.
The Impossible Invention.
The Impossible Invention.
Right,
thank you,
so
Ackerman.
The title will be, for this story, will be The Impossible Invention.
All right.
And as always, we start every Illusionoid episode like this.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear could change the future and ultimately spare humanity from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Hear me, citizens of the past! It is I, the last surviving human being, calling to you on your time radios from my moon base. How's it hanging? Things are really, really rough up here on the moon. Being the only human means I get all the sicknesses. There is none worse than the Pokemon. In your day, people captured imaginary ones on their mobile phones. Here it is a scourge, a virus. Woe be to those who catch them all. I have Pokemon-proofed my base, but there are drowsies everywhere. It's lousy with drowsies. They just keep waving their creepy hands at me. They're kind of adorable, but I cannot, will not, shan't not let them in. You heard me, shan't not. Look it up. In your future, people will continue to invent things to help humanity. But when humanity needs the impossible, can it even be invented? Listen!
Hey, Jeff, Tony.
Good to see you.
Rex.
Yeah.
Hey, Curtis, how are you?
I'm good, man.
Yeah,
I'm good.
I'm here. Yeah.
I'm so glad you could come on such short notice. I know it's pretty late, but I'm glad you guys could show up.
What's the big announcement?
I was here already.
Yeah, I know. You were a little drunk. You fell asleep in the easy chair.
I did. Yeah. I had a good day mopping, and I fell asleep. I didn't think I'd sleep till you guys got in. Usually the night shift, I'm home before you guys get here. But
why are you always drinking on the job?
What's that?
Why are you always drinking on the job?
Well, usually there's nobody here. I'm my own supervisor, and I went to the top, and he said it was okay.
So you had the green light.
Yeah. I got the green light from my supervisor, me. I said, you go. What's this?
Whoa. That's kind of why I asked you guys to come here. I found something interesting.
A bell?
Yeah.
Well, what's it for?
Well, that's the question I have. And I'll just back up a little bit.
If you could give us a little more, Curtis, that'd be...
Yeah, I know. It's really weird. This whole situation is so messed up. And anyway, I was down in the antechamber, right? You know, I was just checking the valves, making sure that they weren't leaking and stuff.
I'll get to those eventually.
I know. I was gonna.
It's a bit passive aggressive.
I know.
You could just say, Rex, clean the valves.
Yeah. I was gonna make a report, a work
report.
Yeah.
You got to fill it out and send it to my supervisor.
Yeah, I was gonna do that, but I got distracted because when I was down there, I moved some of the old crates. You know, the old crates, the ones they used to store the parts in?
Sure, the old part crates.
Yeah, remember those, right?
I put them down there myself.
Yeah, exactly. Back behind them was a bell.
What? Oh, yeah. Is a bell a part?
Well, that's my question.
I guess it was in the wrong box. Someone put it in the wrong box.
It wasn't even in a box.
But who's in charge of the part crates?
I was.
You
were. Were there bells in those crates?
Oh, I didn't notice any. I had never opened up a part crate. I just put the crates back in the antechamber. No one told me to open them up and see if there were any bells inside.
No, I didn't say you were supposed to. I just wondered. It was curious. That's all. I'm just a janitor.
No, but it's a bit of a problem. I mean, if I'm looking for a bell, I don't find it in the bell box. I'm not going to go to the parts box and try and find a bell, Tony.
No, there's a whole pile of bells in the uncle chamber.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, no.
The
no
uncle
problem.
Chamber.
No.
Well, there's the antechamber and the uncle chamber.
Of course, right. Yeah. Yeah, never the twain shall meet, as
no,
they
no,
say.
No, no, no. Keep
all right,
apart.
Curtis, would you mind? So you find a bell. What kind of bell was it?
I found a bell. It was kind of dense. It was made of this material I didn't recognize. It wasn't metal. It wasn't wood.
Yeah, you'd recognize those.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
So I brought it up to my room, and...
You brought it... Hold on a second.
I know.
You took stuff out of the antechamber?
Did you fill out a requisition form to take a weird material bell to your room?
No,
were you doing gross things with it, Curtis?
Stop it. That doesn't matter. You're not. You know the rules.
I do. Yeah.
Rule number one. Never take anything out of the antechamber. Right. And you broke that rule, Curtis.
And what's rule number two?
Don't meet the auntie and the uncle chamber together.
And what's rule number three?
Listen to rule number one.
Yeah. It's like the laws of robotics, right? They're kind of self-referential in a way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I brought you guys here because,
I was here already.
You were here already. That's right. I wanted you guys to take a look at this and tell me what you thought it was.
Well, I don't... It here doesn't seem to be a shape.
That's what I mean. It seems to be changing.
Well, that's a different sounding bell!
Yeah.
No, oh, now no. It's a dog.
No,
it's...
Oh, no.
It changes shapes. This thing. What is it? Is it a
is
machine?
Is it
a
mutating?
A being?
It's mutating.
It's exactly. It's mutating.
It's mutating in front of... You know why?
No.
Because it's in the fucking antechamber. And you're not supposed to take stuff out of the antechamber. What? That's rule number one.
Okay, Tony, no need to, pull
what's
out the harsh
two?
Language.
What's rule number two?
Do not meet the auntie in the uncle chamber.
And what's rule number three?
Always rule number one.
We went through that already.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he knows the rules, but just something's gone screwy with this. Is it a machine or a living creature?
Well, here, let me take this heavy canvas sheet off of it.
Oh, no.
I know.
Is it kind writhing?
It's writhing. It's also suffocating.
Oh, what is...
And
birds just flew out of it.
Yeah.
What kind of thing have you created?
I didn't create this. I brought it out of the antechamber because it wasn't in a box and it wasn't labeled. So I thought that I could bring it up here and maybe I could, you know, I could keep it.
No.
What?
No, Curtis.
What do you mean I can't keep it?
You know what rule number four is.
There's a rule number four?
Curtis. You didn't get that far?
Even I know rule number four.
What is rule number four?
Rule number four is you don't keep anything in the lab. You don't take your work home with you.
Yeah. Is that rule number four?
I don't know. I'm just the janitor.
That's a very good point.
But never take your work home with you.
No, like it's bad for relationships.
I exclusively drink only on the job.
That's not work. Stress. You can do that at home. That's not work.
I ran it by my supervisor. He said it was fine.
Fair enough.
Green light. Oh, yeah.
Curtis, I just think we should bring whatever that thing is back to the antechamber.
Well, now what? Shouldn't it go to the uncle chamber? I don't know. I'm not a scientician.
That's the thing, guys. I can't move it.
What do you mean you can't move it?
Somehow, some way, its density has changed, and it's... I can't pick it up. I can't move it.
So it's stuck in your room?
It's too heavy. Yeah, it's stuck here.
It seems to be growing.
Shrinking.
It's bigger on the inside than the outside.
How's that even possible?
I don't think it is possible. It's impossible.
It's not possible.
Okay, we have to figure out where it came from.
Yeah.
Do we have any... more information on
what
else was
check
in those
for
boxes.
A tag. Is there a tag on it?
Is there a tag? Is there a tag?
There's a tag.
Oh, there is a tag.
Okay, well, that
does it say made in antechamber?
Yeah. It says...
Oh, there's the lid off.
It was inside. The tag was inside a bell jar.
Oh!
Yes.
Yeah, it keeps it dry.
I need some tongs to take it out of
here. Oh, careful.
Oh, yeah.
Careful.
Watch those. Careful.
Careful.
He's very good with tongs. Careful.
Now reckless. Now careful again.
Look. It's...
There it is.
Oh, you
there.
Dropped
it. There. Look at that. There's something written on it in a hand that's hard to decipher.
It looks like a fortune cookie. Fortune.
Yeah, it does. It says, rots a rock.
In bed.
Okay.
What? You're Come supposed on. To do that.
No, not that's, officially.
That ended back in...
What could that mean? Rots of rock.
Rots of rock.
Rots. Rots, 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 okay.
Wait, the jar part and the bell part are forming the same thing. Look at this, it's constantly changing.
Guys, I think...
It's so beautiful.
Don't look at it. Oh, no!
That's an eye!
That's an
eye!
Okay,
are you all right?
Not
down. It was my glass eye. It was my glass eye.
Okay, all right.
It's okay. It didn't hurt, but it gave me a bit of a fright. I will say that.
Wait a minute. Your eye rolled next to the machine, and now it's become part of the machine.
Look at it. It's
looking at
us.
Holy gizmodo.
Your eye is actually looking at us.
But it's just a glass eye.
Almost through me.
Well, don't look at it.
Well, we all sort of
don't look at it in the eye.
I can't help it.
Don't.
I can't.
Oh. He's been hypnotized. Look at his brain is crawling out of his ear.
Oh, my God.
His brain is crawling into the machine.
Or is it a creature?
Oh, it's closing itself back up. Machine. Tony. Is that you? He's inside the creature.
It's okay. It should be roomier on the inside than the outside.
It is actually quite roomy in here.
Oh, wonderful.
Tony, do you know what has happened to you?
I feel like I am everything and nothing at the same time.
Well, that doesn't make any sense at all.
Oh, my God. What do you see? Tell us what you see.
There is a light. But there's also a darkness?
Oh, boy.
Wow.
I
need further explanation.
There's a chair, but there's also a couch.
Oh, what are you going to sit on? That's a tough decision.
I don't know what to do.
Tony, I have a question for you. Do you have a body inside of here? There.
I do, but it's the body of a child.
Whoa.
Gross.
Well, is it, are you inhabiting that body?
I feel like I am. Wait, I feel like I'm actually growing. The body's growing.
Oh.
This is, you've got to help me, guys. Guys, you got to help me, guys.
Guys,
you got to help me, guys.
Where'd he go?
Okay.
Where'd he go?
Look, I'm not a scientist, as I've said. I'm just a janitor, just trying to work off a hangover here. But maybe if I take my mop and jam it in the side of this thing, I can pry it open and get Tony out.
Well, it's worth a try. I mean, it's a bit...
It's a bit unorthodox.
Isn't the scientific method trial and error?
Yeah, well,
he's got us there.
He does have us there, yeah.
All right, well...
Yeah, okay, yeah.
All right.
Rocks!
What?
Rocks!
He's saying rocks.
Rocks!
Oh, I'm
rocks.
Rex! Rex, you!
Oh,
Rex.
Me, yeah.
Rex!
That's me, I'm Rex.
Rex! Use your broom! Try it!
My broom is in an... I'll go get my broom.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
This thing is...
I thought you said you had it.
Is my eye in there? My glass eye?
It is, but it's been incorporated into my new body.
Oh.
As a nipple.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow. Does it work?
It does. I can see everything.
What?
And nothing.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Wow. This All is right. full of opposites. Right.
I've come back with... I have three brooms. I have a push broom, I have a straw broom, and then I have one of those crappy, like, nylon brooms that you get at, like, Canadian Tire. It's no good, but I have the three, so I didn't know which broom you wanted, Tony.
I would say try the crappy one first.
And then if it breaks, no loss.
Exactly.
All right, well, I'm trying the crappy one. Here we go.
Whoa, hold on. I think we should form a human chain.
Well, I need both hands to pry open this thing.
Well, yeah, but what I'll
Curtis, you and I can do it.
Yeah, you and I'll do it.
You just want to hold hands with him?
It's science, okay?
Just say
it's
you want to hold hands with him, then.
Let us do our science. You do yours.
If your science is holding hands, go nuts.
You know, the greatest science of all is the ability to connect with one another.
I thought it was love.
Guys, with my new nipple eye.
Yeah.
What?
Keep talking.
Oh, yeah, you missed that part.
You missed that
my
part,
nipple,
Rex.
His old eye
you were out of the room.
Has become my nipple.
Gross. Yeah.
But I can see emotions. So
through
I
that
can
one
see
eye?
The love.
Between those two.
Between Curtis and...
Jeff. Thanks a lot, Tony. We've been working together
for
20 years.
But you know when you meet somebody and you forget their name.
And you think it's this name and then you know it's not.
And it's not, but you can't say, hey, what's your name because you've been working with them for 20 years.
Yeah.
That's what it's been like.
Yeah. I know. We've all been there.
Yeah. Do you ever notice that every time I come in with my wife, I always get my wife to introduce herself? I never introduce my wife to you because I can't remember your name.
Yeah, I never say my name to your wife.
I know. We always screw this game. So it's Jeff.
Yeah.
Honestly, thought it was Jack.
No.
So close.
I knew it was a J name.
Yeah, the J. You were close.
Yeah.
You don't look like a Jeff.
No.
What does a Jeff look like?
Oh, my
He's right there.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Here he is.
Missing an eye.
Yeah.
The archetypical Jeff.
Holding your hand.
Yeah. Jeff.
Red hair.
I can see.
Shocker red hair.
Shockingly red hair.
As red as the fires of hell.
That's why I thought you were a Jack. I knew a guy in high school. His name was Jack. He had red hair, so I always tried to put the two together.
Do you
red
not want Jack. Out of this thing? Should I go?
Get me out of it!
I think I see what's happening here. This thing, this impossible invention, it's brought us together to get to know one another.
Well, then should I pry apart the thing that's bringing us together?
Yes, you should. I don't want to stay in here anymore.
But it's bringing you together.
Yeah, are you in pain or what?
No, it's actually quite comfortable.
But Curtis,
then why am I jamming a broom into you? Can't you live this way? See emotions? Can't you make a little cash from that?
You think you guys could take me around? Like, put me on display somewhere?
We can make a bit of a freak show out of a
freak show.
No, I wouldn't say freak show. Jack, I heard you say
it's Jeff, and I said fridge show.
You sure it's Jeff?
A fridge show.
Yeah. You sure it's Jeff?
It's Jeff. Yeah.
And I'll clean up after him, it, whatever you are now.
Shim?
Shim. She, him? Shim.
What sex are you? Tony?
I'm a man.
Okay.
And a woman.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. He's everything.
And nothing, apparently. And
hey.
Oh, yeah, it was on the tip of your tongue.
It's not a,
was it not?
It's not a value judgment at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
I'm saying, we can't really sell that.
Curtis.
Is there room inside for someone else? Aren't you Curtis?
I thought you were Curtis.
You're Curtis.
Are you
What's
that
guy? Asking
he's
about?
Tony.
This machine
Tony.
Is affecting your memory.
I'm Jeff.
You know, for the strangest moment there, I felt I was you.
Well, that's because your hand is connected to it, and I think you're being pulled in slowly.
Oh, that's right.
Curtis.
Yeah.
We are now one. But he's holding your hand. You're being pulled in, too.
Oh, jeez.
Come on, Jeff.
I don't know.
Jeff, eh? Jeff.
Really? Yeah, Jeff. Jesus. Just, Tony.
Honestly, look at this.
You're all part of this crazy contraption now.
Our hand has become one flesh bubble.
Look at you all.
We couldn't separate if we tried.
You and your eye are reunited.
Hey!
Yeah!
Ah, look at that! Hey, show me your nipple.
I am.
Oh, yes you are.
My eye nipple and your nipple eye.
Yeah, I have a nipple for an eye now.
That's a weird...
Oh, my God!
Okay, that's
is it sensitive?
You know what?
It's very milky.
If I blow on it, it sort of gets all hard.
Oh.
If it's cold, does your eye pop out?
Oh. Yep.
Is it cold and also warm? I'm picking up this game.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Rex, you're the only one left.
To clean up after you.
Yes, and you're the only one in human form.
I know. I don't have much time left in this form. I've been slowly trying to drink myself to death for years. I hate this job.
Oh, no.
Well, there's plenty of booze in here.
Come on inside.
I'd be of no use to you if I join up with you. This old body will just take that contraption and rust it away to nothing. Why don't I just put you in a parts box, put you in the antechamber, and let some other scienticians find you a few years from now, once you've figured out exactly what it you yeah, all I've shim are.
No idea.
Well, I think that we should vote.
Oh. There we go. That's the voting jar is open.
The voting jar is open.
Yeah. So each of you
secret ballot.
Fill out a ballot and place it in the voting
Does anybody have a pen or some paper?
I have a
here?
Pencil.
You are a pencil.
Oh!
What you think becomes reality in here.
Oh, wait a minute.
Then think yourselves out.
No, this is too much fun.
No, he's right. We can think ourselves out of the jar. Out of the bell. Out
wait,
of
you're
the box.
In the jar?
We're already inside of it, aren't we? Whatever
we're inside
this,
everything.
Oh, and nothing.
Nothing.
And nothing at all. Mm-hmm. And nothing.
Yes.
Jack,
if you can believe it, it's
Jeff.
Real or unreal.
Real.
There it is, guys.
Yeah, there it is.
It's time for you to think yourselves out of your box. Here it comes.
Oh! Oh, that hit me right in the balls.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That stung.
I wanted to stay in there.
You're out.
Yeah.
And look.
Wow.
The whatever it was is now back to being a bell. Made out of some, not metal, not, oh, it's plastic.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's weird.
Okay.
It's plastic. No. You couldn't identify plastic?
I am so sorry. You're right. Yeah, it was the third thing. It was just.
Well, I'll
me.
Put okay. this back in the bell room, I guess.
Rex?
Yes?
Do you have any scotch that maybe we could all toast with?
I do, but it's in the uncle chamber.
You mean?
You'll have to go in there to get it.
Yeah, that's fine. It's just across the hallway.
Yeah, it's just right there.
It's right there.
We're cool.
I'll take this bell and put it in the bell room in a bell box, marked bells.
But let's, for a moment, consider what happened.
Or what didn't happen.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I guess you could put it that way.
You could put it that way.
Yeah, you could absolutely put it
that way. Wait, so does this mean we're not going to tell anybody?
I don't plan on telling anybody what happened today.
We can't tell anybody.
What if we come back every year on this date? We climb up into that bell.
Yeah.
We have a good old communal time, if you know what I mean. And then we put it away for another year. I'm just saying options here. I mean,
so that could...
I don't know about you guys, but I feel recharged.
I feel damn good.
I feel renewed in purpose.
Also, my glass eye is now a real eye.
Oh, my God. Yeah. My nipples?
They're still there.
Thank God.
But they're bigger than before.
Look at the size of those things.
Like cookies.
Silver. Yeah.
Like a pepperoni. Like a Genoa salami.
What? Spicy.
Like round.
Yeah.
I put the bell back in the bell box in the bell room.
There's a bell room?
There's a whole thing.
So wait, hold on. So the bell that I found was just misfiled.
It was just misfiled.
Oh, that's hard.
And I checked out the paperwork.
Yeah.
No name on the paperwork.
Sorry.
No name on the paperwork.
Oh, that's strange.
We'll never know who put the bell in the parts room behind the part crates.
Maybe we were
in the antechamber.
Never meant to know.
Maybe it was there, and maybe it was never there at the same time.
Wait a minute. Maybe it was you.
What?
Well, you are the supervisor.
I'm my own supervisor.
Yeah, so you would never know if you did or didn't do it.
Wouldn't I not know what I didn't do yet?
Are you trying to confuse us?
What's that now? Bye, that's my time.
And he's gone.
Was he ever here to begin with?
What's your name? Who are you?
I'm Jeff.
I'm Curtis.
Yes.
I'm Tony.
And you're Tony. Nice to meet you.
But I can't remember his name.
Whose name?
Exactly. I don't know who I'm talking about, but I feel like there's a distant memory of a man with brooms and a mop and a drinking problem.
Guys, we should turn in. It's been a long day. I'll get in the bed first.
Oh, that's great. Yes, yes. Thank you.
The end.
That's the end.
All stories end with going to bed. There we are. Woo! What a weird episode.
That was impossible.
Ackerman, man. Yeah. Wow. That
I feel like I learned a lot and also nothing.
Yeah.
The Impossible Invention. Improvised by Illusionoid. Starring Lee Smart and Nug Nargang. With special guests John Cattucci, and Christian Broom. Live music and sound effects by Chris New. Recorded live at the Social Capital Theater in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, July 27th, 2016. You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green at TeePublic. That's right, the official t-shirt of the doomed future is available today. Visit TeePublic.com and search for Illusionoid, or follow the link on our Facebook page. Illusionoid can be heard on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, and anywhere podcasts can be heard. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode, tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod, or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find out about the show. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show us that you actually heard this message. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.